Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the fifth parak of Maseches Demai. Today we're going to be learning Parakei Mishnah Zayin and Parakei Mishnah Ches. In the previous Mishnah, Parakei Mishnah Vav, we were discussing a situation in the case where a person purchases grain from a sitoon, from a grain wholesaler, from someone who sells a lot of grain at once. And we learned that if a person buys one batch of grain from him and then goes back to buy another batch of grain for him, he cannot combine both batches to separate miser. And the reason for that is because we don't know. A wholesaler has a lot of different suppliers, and therefore we're concerned that it's demai. We're not sure who they came from. Well, the obligation of the different batches aren't the same, and therefore you cannot separate chumas and miseros from both of them together. In Parak Hey Mishnah Zion, though, we're going to be discussing a case not where a person purchases grain from a wholesaler, where a person purchases grain from a balabai, from an owner, from a farmer, from someone who grew his own crops, who grew his own grain, and is now coming to sell them. Says the Mishnah, Halokeach mi balabai, someone purchases grain from an owner, from a person who has a field and grew various crops, various grains on that field. V'chazar v'lokach mimenu shnia, he bought one batch and now he's going back for a second batch. So the question is, can he combine all of it to separate trumos and maeseros or not? Says the Mishnah, Ma'aser mizelze, yes, absolutely. This is not like the case of the wholesaler. You can combine them and separate maeser from all of them at once. Afilu mishtei kupos, even if you took them from two different bins that he had out there. Afilu mishtei ayaros, even if you went to two different cities, you bought it from the same guy, but once he was in this city, the other time he was in this city, it doesn't make a difference. We assume, as the Bar Tanura explains, that it's an owner, it's a farmer, he's one guy who owns the field, and therefore, because it's one guy, all of the food was going to have the same obligation of trumos, of separating trumos and miseros, and therefore you can combine all of them for the purpose of separating the miser. Continues the Mishnah, Bal habayis shahaya mocher yarak bashuk. But if the Bal habayis comes, and he's not just selling it from his home, but he's actually going to the shuk, he's going to the marketplace to sell his various vegetables and so on, bizman shemevin lo miganosav, as long as they are bringing them from his own personal garden, right? They're bringing them from where he lives. Me'aser me'echor al hakol. It's all coming from his home, and therefore you can take ma'aser from all of it together, because again, it's all from the same person, it's all from the same farm, it's all from the same owner, and therefore the obligation is the same, and therefore you can combine them for the purposes of separating ma'aser. Finishes off the Mishnah, umiganos acheros. But if they're coming from two different areas, from two different farms, from two different gardens, me'aser mikol echor ve'echor. Under those circumstances, you would have to take ma'aser separately, because we don't know. They're coming from two different places. They grew in two different areas. And therefore, you would not be able to combine them for the purpose of separating ma'aser, and you have to separate them separately. Okay, now we're going to move on to Parakei Mishnah Ches. And we're going to continue again on the similar type of a theme. Whereas we were discussing previously a situation where a person buys demai from a potentially two different sources, two different suppliers, two different people, now we're going to discuss someone who buys tevel. We know for a fact that this grain, that this produce, was not tithed. The trumos and maestros were not yet taken. Says the Mishnah, Halokeach tevel mishnei mekomos. A person buys tevel from two different places, from two different people. Maaser mizelze. Unlike demai, where if you buy them from two different people, the obligations might be different, therefore you cannot combine them for the purposes of separating trumos and maeseros. When it comes to tevel, ma'aser mizelze, you absolutely can combine them for the purposes of separating maeser. And the reason is because it's all tevel. We know for a fact that all of this food that is being tied, that is being separated, it's all tevel. None of the trumos and maeseros were yet separated. Unlike demai, where we have no idea. Sometimes the amarets would, sometimes they wouldn't. But if we know that for a fact that this is tevel, then we are able to combine them for the purposes of separating maeser. Afal pisha amr, this is true, even though we say the halacha is ein adam rashai limkor tevel el litzorch. You're allowed to buy this tevel, even though that this halacha applies, even though the halacha normally is that a person's not allowed to sell tevel el litzorch unless there's a specific need. What need are we referring to? So if the Bar Tanura explains, now let's say you have what we refer to is a meduma. You have a mixture, and in this mixture you have some chulin, which is totally fine and not tevel, but you got some tevel mixed in. So some of the produce was tithed, and therefore you can eat it. Some of it was not, but you don't know which is which. So what do? You can't just separate and hope that you're taking out the right stuff when you're separating, because maybe you're leaving some of the tevel in there. And you're chayiv misa. You're not allowed to eat food that wasn't tithed. You can't eat tevel. You get the death penalty for doing that. So you can't do that. So what do? You have this. This concoction. You have this mixture. Some of it's chulin, which you can, and some of it's tevel, which you absolutely can't eat. What do? So under these circumstances, and only under these circumstances, there's a need, there's a tzorech, and you're actually allowed to buy tevel from someone else, and then you can separate from there the amount of tevel that you had in the previous mixture that you weren't allowed to eat. So even though, says the Mishnah, normally you cannot sell tevel unless there's this unique special situation where you need to sell and where you need to buy tevel. Generally speaking, if you do buy tevel from someone, you are allowed to combine them for the purposes of separating trumos and maizers, and that's because it's all tevel. We know what the status of all of the produce. Quick review: Perek Hey, Mishnah Zion discussed the case where a person purchases food from a Baal HaBayis, then goes back to the owner and wants more. So the halacha is that under really any circumstance, he's allowed to combine it all for the purposes of Meister, because it's all coming from the same person, it's all coming from the same owner, and therefore the obligation of all of it is the same. However, the question is, if the Baal HaBayis goes to the shuk, he goes to the marketplace, and there he starts selling it, so as long as it's coming from the same far, from the same place, from the same home, then you're allowed to combine them for the purposes of Meister. But if they're coming from two different farms, from different places, then you would not be allowed to combine them for the purposes of separating Meiser. And then Perek Hey Mishnah Ches discussed the case of Tevel itself. Generally speaking, even though you're not allowed to buy Tevel, you are under one circumstance, as we learned in that Mishnah, but when you do buy it, you're allowed to separate them and combine them, rather, for the purposes of separating Trumos and Maestros, because we know to all of Tevel's the same, it all has the same status, it all has the same obligation, and therefore you would be allowed to combine them for the purposes of separating Trumos and Maestros. Have a great day.